Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today, we are very fortunate to have His Grace Amarendra Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Lord Chaitanya's teaching, chapter number 19. So, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable time and association this morning. Please take over the call, Prabhu. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, I didn't realize I was on mute. Please forgive me. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome everyone for kindly participating in this mid-morning Chaitanya Charitamrita or Teachings of Lord Chaitanya program organized by the Bhakti Sangha conference group, Japa conference group. Please forgive me for the delay, a couple of minutes in getting started. I really want to thank the organizers for kindly giving me this opportunity this morning to speak some Krishna Katha and purify my tongue. Before I begin, I want to offer my obeisances to all the wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis on the call. And I want to beg for their blessings, best wishes, prayers. May the right words come at the right time, in the right spirit of glorification. May this give pleasure to our ears. May it cleanse our consciousness as the servant speaker and listeners. And may it please the object of our meditation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. May he be pleased. May he shower his causeless mercy on us. And may we make advancement on our path of attaining his lotus feet. With this being the goal and the purpose of our meeting, let us begin.
Emana Dayal Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Krishna Prema Hoye Jar Dur Darshane.
Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in his Chaitanya Charitamrita has mentioned, Emana Dayala Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Krishna Prema Hoye Jar Dur Darshane. There has never been such a magnanimous, such a compassionate, merciful incarnation. Emana Dayala Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. In the three planetary systems, never has such a magnanimous Lord, a magnanimous incarnation, a magnanimous saint, whether we see Mahaprabhu as Bhakta avatar, as a devotee, as a very great Acharya Swarup, or we see Mahaprabhu in his Mahaprakash Lila Swarup as Bhagavan. In either way, there has never been an incarnation of God, or never has been there a manifestation of divinity in the form of a sadhu or an Acharya who has been so kind. Why? Krishna Prema Hoyajar Dura Darshane. Just by having darshan of Mahaprabhu, not even from close proximity, from a distance, the recipients have received love of Godhead just by having darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That love, na sadhayati mam yoga, na dhyana dharma uddhava, swadhyaya stapastyago yatha bhakti mamorjita. In the 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna tells Uddhava, na sadhayati mam yoga. By yoga, one cannot please me. Dhyan, dharma, by performing spiritual activities, religious activities, one cannot, just by performing ritualistic activities, one, I am not pleased, says Krishna. Just by trying to imagine a meditative process, whether silent meditation or imaginative meditation or focusing on a flame, Krishna says, by none of these things am I pleased. Swadhyaya stapastyago, neither by giving in charity alone, nor by being austere, by torturing the body with austerities. The Bhagavatam describes by setting 8 fire flames around us on a summer afternoon, or dipping neck deep in ice cold water on a winter night. These are austerities which are performed in the Himalayas by the sadhus. Krishna says, by none of these things am I pleased. By none of these things am I obtained. Even memorizing sections after sections of the Shastra without practicing them, just trying to mentally hold information, Krishna says, I am not pleased by all this, by these gymnastics. Yatha bhakti mamorjita. The only way by which I am pleased is bhakti, devotion. Krishna has glorified bhakti profusely in the Bhagavad Gita. We can see straight from the 7th chapter, going up to the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, fabulous, fabulous presentation of the glories of bhakti. Krishna has said very wonderfully in so many verses. Our Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar Shri Krishna, while speaking the Bhagavad Gita, he uses the word bhakti again and again. Manmana bhava mad bhaktau madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayana. 934 Gita, chapter 9, text 34. Become my devotee. Chant my holy names. Worship me. Offer your obeisances to me. Give your mind to me. I promise you I will accept you. Same instruction again at the end of the Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava mad bhaktau madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijani priyoshime. Krishna is saying, I'm speaking the truth, O Arjun, because you're my friend. I can't cheat you. No one ever lies and speaks false words to their best friend. Arjun, you're the best friend. Mame vaishasi satyam te. I'm speaking the truth. Pratijani priyoshime. Oh, you are priya. Priyosi. You're very dear to me. You're my dear beloved friend. I can't lie to you. If anyone performs bhakti, they win my heart. They win my heart. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti uparitam ashnami prayatatmanaha. Please give me one flower or one leaf or one fruit or little water with love, then I accept that loving offering. Krishna uses the word bhakti twice, back to back in two lines. Manmana bhava mad bhakto has been used twice. Similarly here, patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya tadaham bhakti. Krishna uses the word bhakti again and again. At the end of the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmanah shraddhavan bhajate yomam sameyukta tamomataha. The last verse of the 6th chapter. Chapter 6, text 47. Of all the people who are trying to approach me, yoginam api sarvesham, of all types of yogis who are coming to me, madgaten antaratmanah, all of those who are trying to approach me, those who shraddhavan, with faith, bhajate, the root bhaja refers to bhakti. No other path uses the word bhajan. Bhajate, this word, means bhakti. Those on the path of Ashtanga Yoga, they don't use the word bhajan. Those who study the Vedas and the Shastras and they want to become one with God, they don't use the word bhajan. Those who talk about Karma Yoga, work is worship. You tell them to chant Hare Krishna, they will say, oh no, this work is my service to God. What do you do for work? Oh, I run a liquor store. This is my service to God. Work is worship. There's no need to worship God. Just do your duty. Be a good human being. People will come up with all this philosophy. But none of that conception accounts for the word bhajate. The word bhaja, the root word bhaja in Sanskrit, means to serve. And that mode of service is only on the path of bhakti. So Krishna says, shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mataha. Those who do bhajan, they are the best. Those who perform bhakti, they are the best. Throughout the 9th chapter, again Krishna says, yanti deva vrata devan pitran yanti pitra vrata bhutani yanti bhutejya yanti madhyaji nopi mam. Those who worship the demigods go to the demigods, but those who worship me, they come to me. And of this, there is no doubt.
Antakale cha maam eva smaran muktva kalevaram yaprayati sammadbhavam yati na atra asti samshayam.
There is no doubt of this, that those who do bhakti, bhajan, they worship me. Oh, those who remember me, oh, they will come to me. Of this, there is no doubt. Krishna has a very soft corner for his devotees. He has said, I am equal to everyone. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. Name dveshyosti na priya. I am equal to everyone. I don't have favorites. And I don't envy or hate anyone. I don't take sides. But however, ye bhajante. Again, the same root, bhaja. Those who do bhakti. Those who do bhajan. Ye bhajante tu mam bhaktya. Those who worship me with love. Maite teshu chapyaham. Oh, I naturally align towards their side. We all like to be with people who love us, and we like to be in a place where we are loved, all of us. When we don't get that, we complain. I'm doing so much for him, he's not even saying a thank you. I always try to please her, I always try to do good for him, but he ignores me, or she ignores me. They never speak good about me. We are expecting that. And Krishna there is ready. He's sitting on the edge of the seat to love us. He is sitting on the edge of the seat to embrace us. He's saying, you just turn your face towards me. I'm coming running for you. Krishna's ever ready to accept us. But we are hesitant to take that one step. We are ready to love everything and everyone in all our lives, in all other circumstances, except God. Who is God? Does he even exist? And then we remember him only when bad things happen. Oh, if God exists, well, why this is happening? When God exists and the good things happen, how about that? Well, that is happening. It's just luck. It's just coincidence. Oh, it's by my hard work. Krishna's ever ready to embrace us. Then in the seed verses, the Chatushloki of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's speaking the same. Think about it again. Krishna is saying, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. That I am the source of everything and everyone. Iti matva, understanding this, knowing this. Iti matva, bhajante mam. Again, the root word bhaja has come for bhakti. Buddha bhava sam, bhava samanvita, with bhav. Bhajante means bhakti. Bhav means emotions. And bhava bhakti. According to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When someone performs bhava bhakti, oh, understanding that I am the source of everything, when they have affection for me and they love me with all their heart, oh, I reciprocate. Someone brings us some water, we say thank you. But how about that Lord who's giving us the tongue and the throat to drink and taste that water? Someone gives us earrings, we are saying thank you very much. And we take a picture with that earring and tell them, look, I'm looking beautiful with those earrings. How about that Lord who gave the ears in the first place? No time for him. No time. When someone is cooking some nice roti sabji and dal rice, we say, thank you, Mataji. It was very tasty. How about that Lord who was feeding me even when I was upside down in my mother's womb? My mother did not know me. My previous mother had left. My next life, I don't know. I have not seen anyone in the present life. Past life relations are all gone. And I'm helpless in that womb. And Krishna's feeding me. Krishna's maintaining me. Krishna's giving me the breath. Krishna's giving the blood circulation in the body. Krishna's pumping everything going on. The different systems in the body are going on according to Krishna's will. Krishna is giving us everything. You see, the countries make so many border security rules. They say that this land belongs to America. This land belongs to Canada. This land belongs to India. And if you cross the Wagah border, it's Pakistan, right? There's rules. But please tell me, with all the countries put together, who can claim that we are creating oxygen, which is in the first place keeping life going? We can talk about currency, we can talk about the dollars, and we can talk about the euros and the pounds and the rupees. But who can claim proprietorship of the breath that we take every single moment? Everything that is achieved by mankind is only because in the first place he's breathing. If that breath is gone, think about the time of the COVID pandemic. people are dying without people were dying without oxygen beds in India. It was a very bad situation. People were ready to pay 10 lakh rupees, not ready to get one bed, hospital emergency bed with oxygen. And that Lord who's giving all the breath for all times to come to all living beings in all bodies, unconditionally, even if we use that breath to speak and spit venom against him and his men. Still Krishna continues to unconditionally, selflessly, in an uninterrupted manner, continue to love us with all his heart, leaving no stone unturned. Embracing us moment to moment. Somebody's giving us food, we are grateful. Somebody's giving us clothes, we are grateful. How about the one who gave me the body where I'm wearing those clothes? How about the Lord who's giving me the teeth to chew the food and process everything in my stomach and the digestive system and the juices that are secreted, which can process and break down the complex prasad that we are eating in? How about that, Lord? How can I be ungrateful? So the only way we can reciprocate and express our gratitude is by loving him to the best of our ability. Krishna doesn't want anything from us. Krishna does not want anything from us. Why? Because we have nothing to give him. We have nothing to give him. What can we give him? What can we give him? What belongs to him, which is everything, including the soul and the body and the senses. But there's one thing that Krishna doesn't have, which we have. Our love. Our affection. Krishna has the affection of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. But at the moment, he is hungry because he's unlimited. Which means he has unlimited hunger and thirst to taste unlimited quantitative and qualitative love from all living beings at all times, for all times to come. In every place and every circumstance. And the fact that the affection in my heart, which I'm giving for my phone or for wife and husband and son and daughter and mother and father and grandfather and grandson, the love that we are expressing, if we can take all that love and offer it to Krishna, that he doesn't have and that he's very eager and hungry and thirsty to taste from our side. And if we can only offer that to him, we will be happy. So therefore, Krishna time and again speaks about bhakti. Sometimes people ask this question, why is God so egocentric? He's coming and saying, I am God in the Bhagavad Gita time and again. Well, he's just making things easy for us. Otherwise, for us to scratch our head and find out on our own intelligence, where is God? Who is God? And how do I approach him? How do I be happy? How can I get out of this material world? Very difficult. So Krishna's making things easy. Even if we misunderstand him, he's ready to come and say, I am God. And if you worship me, you will get out of this place. Maya will leave you and you will come back to me and you will be happy. This is Bhagavad Gita. It's not just the song of God. It's God's love for his loving associates. Time and again. Tesham satata yuktanam. Think about the word again. Bhajatam priti purvakam. Again, the word bhaja has come for bhakti. Priti purvakam, those who perform bhakti with affection. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Not just ringing a bell. Krishna does not want to hear just the bell. Yes, he wants to hear the bell, but not just the bell. He wants to hear our chanting, but not just the chanting. When we send a letter to someone, the envelope in the letter is very important. We write it on the letter. We write it on a piece of paper. We write our emotions, our words on a letter. Of course, now is the generation for emails, but this is a very beautiful example to illustrate the point. If we write a letter and put it in an envelope and we send it, the envelope is very important. But the envelope becomes less important if there's no letter inside. The letter is the main thing. The envelope carries it. So every aspect of bhakti that we perform is an envelope. And the emotions that we carry behind it is the letter. And Krishna wants both the envelope to receive the envelope with the letter in it. So chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, doing kirtan, worshipping the deity, hearing Harikatha, reading Prabhupada's books, these are all wonderful. But if we do it just because I have to, it's still better than not doing it. But it doesn't bind Krishna. It doesn't bind Krishna. Because it's like, you know, by doing this, I'm told I will make advancement. This is why I'm doing it. It still has to do with us. I am going to make advancement. I will be happy. I will not suffer anymore. And therefore, I will do it. It has no consideration about Krishna. But if we chant japa, understanding that Krishna likes when his devotees call out to him lovingly. And this is the only reason I want to chant. So there the person is chanting, just like the first person is also chanting, the second person is also chanting. But there's a very big leap of difference in the consciousness in their chanting. The first person is also doing kirtan. Wonderful. Wonderful. Second person is doing kirtan, calling out to Krishna. There could be someone who is doing kirtan because he's told to. Till the time you don't do kirtan, like a child, you know, the mother may tell him, if you don't do kirtan for 30 minutes, I am not giving you your candy. Okay, I want my candy, so let me just do kirtan for 30 minutes. That's kirtan, it's good. But there's no consideration of Krishna there. There's no consideration absolutely of Krishna. But another person is chanting. Why? Because he knows if he chants, his sins will be destroyed. No consideration of Krishna again. It's about destroying my sins. Another person is thinking, if I chant, then my consciousness will be cleansed. I'll be a better person. Wonderful. This is also good. Again, no consideration of Krishna. It's like using Krishna's name for cleaning my heart, which is good, not wrong, but not the ultimate. It's not the ultimate. It's like using an AK-47 to kill a mosquito. Well, we could, but that's not what you're supposed to. Or taking a Brahmastra, you know, to kill a mosquito. Krishna's holy name is greater than Brahmastras. It can give us so much more. Someone else would be chanting with the desire that if I chant, I will escape repeated birth and death. I have taken so many births and so many deaths. I don't want to suffer in this world anymore. And the way to get out is chanting. Let me chant. Wonderful. That's also great. But not first class. Somebody else could think, I'm having so many problems in my life. My husband is not getting promotion. He's almost being kicked out of job. My son is not studying. I'm having health problems. I have heard if I chant Hare Krishna, all my problems will go. If I chant the names of God, God will be happy. He will bless me. Some pink light will come from his palms and then my life will become successful and I will become happy. That's also good, but not first class. Somebody else could think. There could be some astrological problem in my chart. This is why, although I'm striving and struggling and working so hard, I am not getting my goal. You see, that person, he also started his career at the same time as me, but he's become like a general manager. And look at me, where I am. I think there's some astrological problem. And I've heard if we chant the names of Krishna, then all the astrological problems are uprooted from the chart. This is true. And this is okay. This is perfect. No problem. But again, not first class. Or we could chant. If I chant, I will become famous. If I chant, I will get a lot of money. Why? Because Krishna's eternal consort is Lakshmi. If I chant, Narayan will be, you know, Narayan will have some mercy on me. And wherever Narayan is, there is Lakshmi. So I don't have to do much with Narayan, but I have everything to do with Lakshmi. And Lakshmi is a chaste wife. She goes where her husband is. And the husband is pleased when I chant. So let me get Lakshmi's mercy. Is it okay? Yes, it's good. It's good. Is it good enough? Not first class again. Then what is first class? Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Atha Pumbi Dvijasreshta Varnashrama Vibhagasha. Svanustitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Varnashrama Charavata Purushena Parapuman Vishnu Raradhyate Pantana Nyatratosha Karanam. It is only and only pleasing the Lord selflessly. Krishna, you're doing so much for me. I don't want to ask anything. Even without me asking, the life that I'm leading today, we all can ask ourselves, the life that we are blessed with today, did we pray for it? Did we perform austerity to get what we have gotten? Krishna is so kind. My Lord, I don't have to ask you. You know me better than I know myself. You love me more than I love myself. You give me more than I can give myself. Why should I ask you? I know you have made plans for me. I trust you. I just want to chant to please you. You're doing so much for me. You're the only one who loves me in the whole creation because you're the only one I belong to. I don't belong to anyone else, anything or anyone. I am your property, 100%. And therefore, you're maintaining me. And just to please you, I want to chant, my Lord. If tomorrow you say you will be happy by me standing on my head, I will do that. Because I just want to keep you happy. If you tell me you will be happy by me running a mile, I will run a mile. Because it's not about what I'm doing. It's about why I'm doing what I'm doing. And that is only to please you. When this bhakti is performed, Krishna is saying, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam. Those who do this bhajan, priti purvakam, with affection. Then dadami buddhi yogam tam. I will give them intelligence by which they can navigate through all problems and they can come to me. Yena mam upayantite. Krishna says that such devotees, bodhayanta parasparam, kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti charamantija. Those who have love like this for me, they are discussing, constantly speaking harikatha and singing because they have affection for me. And then for such people, tesham evanukam partham. I will destroy all nashayami atma bhavastu jnana deepena bhasvata. I will destroy all the ignorance in their consciousness. I will do it. You just have affection for me. Krishna is not asking the language of affection. It could be German. It could be Russian. It could be Spanish. It could be French. It could be Sanskrit. It could be Bengali. It could be Telugu. It could be Marathi. It could be Hindi. It could be English. It could be any language. Krishna is asking for affection. Krishna is asking for affection. Why are we mentioning all this? We are mentioning all this because this is the solution to get out of this world, to perform bhakti. But now the question is, we don't have it. How do we get it? Krishna's heart melts in compassion when he takes on the mood of Srimati Radharani and he walks in this world in an unprecedented, priceless manner as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and comes down personally himself and gives this devotion hand delivery. It's like getting an Amazon or a Flipkart parcel at home without we placing an order. Think about it. Everyone likes Santa Claus. Everyone likes Christmas presents where there are gifts coming our way when we don't expect it. Like when we order for something, we place an order and it comes. It's still wonderful to open up and see how it is. But imagine when we don't even place an order and it comes. And that is the most priceless thing that we have been looking for from one mother's womb to another mother's womb, from one life to another life, from Satya Treta, Dwapar Kali, sometimes in the upper planetary system, sometimes in the middle planetary systems, sometimes in the lower planetary system, sometimes going to hell, sometimes becoming Brahma, sometimes becoming a tree, sometimes becoming an aquatic, only and only helplessly trying to search where that love is. And when that love gets hand-delivered at our doorstep, without we even asking for, desiring or deserving. This is why Kaviraj Goswami says, Emana Dayala Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Krishna Prema Hoye Jar Durdarshane. Emana Dayala Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. He says, there has never been an incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who was walked down selflessly from Goloka Vrindavan jumping into the sewage of Kali Yuga. Only to hand deliver, not Krishna Bhakti, but Krishna Prem. We see Krishna Bhakti in its most ripened, highest extent is called Prem. There is Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prem. These are the gradations according to Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Prem or Krishna Prem, love for God, is the highest state. No incarnation ever gave this. No incarnation. Sri Ramchandra, Sakrideva Prapannoya Stavasmi Tisa Yachate Abhayam Sarvadatasmai Dadami Etad Vratam Mama. You bow down to me, take shelter of my lotus feet, I will make you fearless. I will make you fearless. Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan,
సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య మామేకం శరణం వ్రజ అహం త్వాం సర్వ పాపేభ్య మోక్షేష్యామి మా శుచ. యు టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ మీ, ఐ విల్ మేక్ యూ సిన్లెస్. నో పాయింట్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో డిస్కషన్ అబౌట్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. రామచంద్ర సేస్ ఐ విల్ మేక్ యూ ఫియర్లెస్. కృష్ణ సేస్ ఐ విల్ మేక్ యూ సిన్లెస్. అండ్ మహాప్రభు, వాట్ అబౌట్ మహాప్రభు? ప్రభు కహే వైష్ణవ సేవా నామ సంకీర్తన్ దుయి కరో శీఘ్ర పావే కృష్ణేర చరణ్. ఓ వెరీ క్విక్లీ యూ విల్ గెట్ కృష్ణ, డోంట్ వరీ. ఆల్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఇస్ నాచో గావో భక్త సంగే కరో సంకీర్తన్ అచిరత పావే తుమి కృష్ణేర చరణ్. ఓ జస్ట్ డూ వాట్ యూ లైక్ టు డూ, డోంట్ ఈవెన్ డూ వాట్ ఐ లైక్ టు డూ. డూ లైక్ డూ వాట్ యూ లైక్ టు డూ. వాట్ యూ లైక్ టు డూ? యూ లైక్ టు సింగ్ అండ్ డాన్స్, జస్ట్ సింగ్ అండ్ డాన్స్ మై నేమ్స్, దాట్స్ ఇట్. And I will give you Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem. Shravanadhi Shuddha Chitte Karoye Udoye. Krishna Prem gets manifested by the process of chanting. And Mahaprabhu came and gave this. Very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Vedera Pratigya Rakhibare Tare రుక్మవర్ణ విప్రసూత మహాప్రభు నామే నదియా మాతాయ సంగే భాయ్య అవధూత. శ్రీల భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్ హెస్ సెడ్ ద వేదస్ హెడ్ ప్రెడిక్టెడ్ ద లార్డ్ విల్ కమ్ అండ్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ దిస్ ప్రెడిక్షన్ వేదేర ప్రతిజ్ఞ రాఖీ బారే టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ దిస్ ప్రెడిక్షన్ రుక్మవర్ణ విప్రసూత యాజ్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ ఇన్ అ గోల్డెన్ కంప్లెక్షన్ మహాప్రభు కేమ్ యాజ్ నిమాయ్ విశ్వంబర్ మిశ్రా. దాట్స్ హిస్ పాస్పోర్ట్ నేమ్, Vishwambar Mishra, Vishwambar Jagannath Mishra. That's his passport name, Mahaprabhu's passport. Mahaprabhu name, he came in the mood of in the name of Mahaprabhu in Nadia, and he didn't come alone. Sange Bhai Avadhuta, he came with Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu gives mercy to those who deserve. Very strict. Yadi tumi rakhte chaho gaurange rasane choto haridaser katha thake jeno mone. It has been described in the Prem Vivart of Jagadananda Pandit that if we want the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, oh, then we have to do a few things. We should never criticize Vaishnavas. We should never interact in a very wrong way with the opposite gender, and so on and so forth. So Mahaprabhu, he gives mercy to those who deserve. He is bhaktavatsal. Mahaprabhu's bhaktavatsal, his heart melts in compassion to those who are devotees. And how about Nityananda Prabhu? Oh, he's abhaktavatsal. His heart melts looking at those who are not devotees. So in this way, Mahaprabhu saves those who deserve and desire. And Nityananda Prabhu saves those who don't deserve and don't desire. So Nitai is our hope. Se sambandha nahi jar britha janma gelo tar sei pashu bada durachar. Even after getting a human form, if we don't connect to Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, then our life is wasted. Nitai na bolila mukhe majilo samsara sukhe vidya kule ki kori betar. If after getting a human form we don't say Nitai Chaitanya, we don't call out to the two lords of Kali Yuga who have come to save us, and majjilo samsara sukhe, and we just dip and flip in the waters of enjoyment in this world, vidya kule ki kori betar. One could have a PhD, one could have $1 million, or one could be born as a brahmana. How is all of this going to save him from hell? How is it going to save him from repeated birth and death? But by taking shelter of Nitai and Chaitanya, what happens? Oh, Nitai Chaitanya nahi ei sab vichar naam le prem de bahe ashrudhar. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that if someone chants the name of Krishna, Krishna nama kari aparadera vichar, then Krishna nama has consideration of offenses, the 10 offenses. 1, to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated the Lord. 2, to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva. 3, to disobey the orders of Krishna. 4, we have to chant all that and follow it for chanting of Krishna nama. Kaviraj Goswami has said, Krishna nama kari aparadera vichar. The name of Krishna considers offenses. But Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Nityananda nahi aisava vichar. Chaitanya Nityananda, they don't consider. They don't take. It's not that we stop committing offenses. It's just that they understand that we are
fallen Kali Yuga rejects. So, you know, you just come. You just come. But I'm dirty. Yeah, I know. Come, just come. But I'm sinful. Yeah, I still accept you. This is Nithai. Nityananda. Name Nityananda tumi rupe Nityananda. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Mahaprabhu tells Nityananda Prabhu, your name is Nityananda. Your form is also Nityananda, full of joy. And anyone who worships you, they also become Nityananda, full of joy. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jana Chand. Brindavana Dasa Pada Yugegan. They're taking shelter of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Nityananda. Brindavan Das Thakur says, I am writing Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nitai Naam. Nityananda Naam Je Shunile Ekbar. Ananta Paap Ananta Janma Khanda Haitar. If anybody takes shelter of Nitai, Nityananda Naam, then unlimited sins of unlimited lifetimes are all uprooted immediately. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, for Krishna Naam, one has to be offenseless. Then prem comes in the heart. We are offenseless. We're chanting the pure name. Then Krishna prem will, we're chanting the pure name. Then love will come. Krishna will be bound. But for Nitai and Chaitanya, this is ulta, opposite. How does it work? Namle, call out to them. Prem de, they will first give prem. And then when tears come, that will wash off the anarthas. Krishna saying, you take anarthas away, then I will come. And Chaitanya and Nityananda say, you just let us in, we will clean the anarthas. So therefore, emana dayala prabhu nahi tribhuvane. There has never been a manifestation so magnanimous. Never, 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 never. Krishna prem hoy jar dur darshane. How does Mahaprabhu give prem? Oh, he gives by embrace. He embraces. And sometimes he sings. And this song that Mahaprabhu is singing, the chanting, enters the ear, gets into the heart, and gives ecstatic love. And sometimes if someone is very far away, let's say someone is closest, Mahaprabhu will embrace. Someone is little far, he will sing so that they can hear the holy name. And then their body will start vibrating in Krishna bhakti. And if someone is very far away, how does he give prem? Krishna prem hoy jar dur darshane. From a distance, he will glance. And when Mahaprabhu glances, just like a syringe. It is described when Mahaprabhu had darshan of Jagannath. From a distance, Mahaprabhu would stand behind Garuda's thamba and have darshan of Jagannath. Why? Out of dainyata, humility. Mahaprabhu is thinking, Jagannath will not see me. But Garuda is very dear to him. So he will see Garuda. And when he sees Garuda, Jagannath has big eyes. So if he sees Garuda and I stand behind Garuda, then he will see me also. But exact opposite, Mahaprabhu's Jagannath is actually seeing Mahaprabhu. And because Garuda is next to him, then Garuda is also the recipient of Jagannath's grace. But Mahaprabhu in his humility is thinking, Garuda is the actual devotee. If I stand behind him, then Jagannath may have some mercy on me. And also, one more reason. Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani has affection for Jagannath, who's Krishna. But there, Baladev is also there, who's Balaram. So in the mood of Radharani, Mahaprabhu cannot come and look at Baladev because he's the older brother of Krishna. So he would stand behind the Garuda's thamba because from there, Baladev and Subhadra Devi are not seen. Only Jagannath is seen in that angle. So just to have darshan of Jagannath. So that Lord who's standing behind the Garuda's thamba, when he would look at Jagannath, oh, from his eyes it is described, Jala Yantra. Kaviraj Goswami uses the word Jala Yantra. Pichkari. Psh, 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 psh. Syringe. His eyes were like pichkari. Syringe. There used to be water, like a water splash from the eyes of Mahaprabhu, from a distance at the lotus feet of Jagannath. Tears. Mahaprabhu is crying, not one drop, not river, not ocean, but like a syringe looking at Jagannath, and water, tears are coming from his eyes, bathing Jagannath from a distance.
And it is described, all those in the assembly were getting drenched by the tears of affection of Mahaprabhu. This kind of love has never been seen by the Lord, by the world. Maharaj Prataparudra wanted to see Mahaprabhu. When he heard that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Jagannath Puri, Maharaj Pratap, the story is there in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. By the way, Chaitanya Bhagavat is such a beautiful book. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur told everyone in the Gaudiya Math that they must read Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur 108 times. 108 times. This was their Bhakti Shastri. Prabhupada is very kind. For us, Bhakti Shastri means Bhagavad Gita and Ishopanishad and Nectar of Instruction and a little bit of Nectar of Devotion. That's the minimum standard, gold standard. But for Saraswati Thakur, the gold standard was 64 rounds of chanting japa and 108 times reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Very kind and merciful. Maybe many of you in the assembly would have been able to do it, but I cannot do it. I don't have so much taste. So anyway, the point is Chaitanya Bhagavat is such a beautiful book. And in that book, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains the pastime where Maharaj Prataparudra wanted to see Mahaprabhu. So as soon as Mahaprabhu comes to Jagannath Puri, Maharaj Prataparudra, he's at Katak in Odisha. So he rushes to Jagannath Puri. After coming to Jagannath Puri, he begs all the devotees, I want to see Mahaprabhu. But they say, no, Mahaprabhu is not interested in seeing. Why? Nishkinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukhasya Paramparam Jigamishor Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Athayoshitanam Ha Hanta Hanta Vishabhakshanatopya Sadhu. Very famous verse from the Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu believed in this verse and repeated this verse that if anybody wants to cross the ocean of birth and death, especially in the renounced order, they should avoid two kinds of association. The association of the opposite sex and the association of materialistic non-devotees who are detrimental, whose association is detrimental. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, I don't want to meet the king because it's a very materialistic position. Vishayi, Vishayi. He would say that Maharaj Prataparudra is a materialistic person. Although Maharaj Prataparudra was a very great devotee. But to increase his eagerness, Mahaprabhu would never see him. So Maharaj Prataparudra, being the king of Jagannath Puri, would beg the devotees, please make some plan by which I can have darshan of Mahaprabhu. So the devotees said, okay, we'll make some plan. You don't go as a king. You just, be in disguise. So then Mahaprabhu will see you. Because if you go like a king with your entourage, then Mahaprabhu is not interested. As a sannyasi, I have nothing to do with the king. Because he deals with money, etc., and position and lot of political decisions. I don't want to meet with such a person. Mahaprabhu was very strict. So the devotees said, you just hide. You just change your attire and be in disguise. And when Mahaprabhu does comes to the temple to do kirtan, at that time you hide behind the devotees. So Maharaj Prataparudra said, I am ready to do anything. I just want to have darshan of Mahaprabhu. So it was agreed by the blessings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai and so many great Vaishnavas. Maharaj Prataparudra, he came in disguise and he stood behind the devotees. And the devotees were all eager. Mahaprabhu was supposed to come and do kirtan. He came. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And the bells were ringing and the conch shell was blowing and the altar for Jagannath opened. And Mahaprabhu started to sing and dance for Jagannath in the courtyard, the temple of Jagannath. And everybody saw Mahaprabhu dance. What was more astonishing? Was it Mahaprabhu singing? Or was it Mahaprabhu's dancing? Or was it Mahaprabhu's bodily beauty? Or was it Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms? Everybody was confused. Because as he was calling out to the names of Krishna, tears were streaming from his eyes with so much affection. Tears from his eyes, wetting his cheeks, down his throat. Teeth were chattering because of affection for Jagannath. Hair were standing on end. Body was trembling. His complexion was changing. Horripilation. Vaivaranya. Stamba. He became stunned at some point. Sometimes he would laugh. Sometimes he would cry. Sometimes he would jump. Sometimes he would fall. And his body was covered with tears and sweat and dust from the floor. And in this ecstatic symptom, his nose, transcendental nectarian fluid from his nose started flowing in his body with his tears, with his sweat and the dust from the floor as he was rolling. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra was really bewildered with what is happening. He wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he saw Mahaprabhu and he was amazed by this display of affection for God. But then he had some doubt. I have heard about hair standing on end and tears coming from the eyes, but fluids coming from the nose, mixing with the tears and sweat all over the body with the dust from the floor, I am not so sure. So as soon as the dance of Mahaprabhu came to an end, Maharaj Pratap Rudra went home. And as he went home, he took rest. And when he took rest, in his dream, he saw Jagannath. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra saw Jagannath. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra went to touch the lotus feet of Jagannath. And Jagannath said, oh, don't touch me. You are so pure. I am very fallen. I am very dirty. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra looked up. And when he saw Jagannath filled with tears, sweat, body filled with dust. And he had fluids coming from his nose, mixing with his sweat and dust from the floor and perspiration. And Jagannath was saying, look, I am so dirty. Please don't touch me. Maharaj Pratap Rudra said, oh, you can never be dirty, my lord. These are your transcendental pastimes. And as he went close on the altar, he saw that Jagannath's form flipped over and was swapped by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was there. And now Mahaprabhu had tears and sweat and dust all over his body. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra could realize that, I misunderstood the Lord. That same Lord who was dancing in front of me is actually the Lord who's appearing in my dream as Jagannath, who's blessing the whole world as the Lord of the universe. And now he's showing how he's non-different from the Lord who was dancing. There is a Sa Chala Jagannath and a Achala Jagannath. Or Sa Chetan Jagannath and Achetan Jagannath. Which means the moving Jagannath and the non-moving Jagannath. The non-moving Jagannath is the altar Jagannath. The moving Jagannath is Mahaprabhu. Non-different. Vasudeva Ghosh Bole Kori Joda Hath Jai Gaur Sei Krishna Sei Jagannath. So Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he learned this lesson in his dream. So as soon as his dream broke, he started crying. That I am such an offender. I am worshipping Jagannath every day. I am the king of the whole province. And when he appears as a devotee to taste bhakti rasa, unparalleled devotion, his body is erupting in goosebumps. And he has so much love in the mood of Radharani. I could not understand. So he rushed to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he offered obeisances. And Mahaprabhu was sitting with a garland in a garden. And at that time, as he offered obeisances, Mahaprabhu took his garland and offered it to Maharaj Pratap Rudra. He said, yes, what happened? He said, my lord, I misunderstood. And then he said the whole thing. And Mahaprabhu was very kind. He blessed him. He said, no problem. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra was touched with love of Godhead. And the same symptoms that Mahaprabhu was experiencing in the courtyard of the dancing kirtan, the same experience, the same emotions that Jagannath displayed in the dream, now were being displayed in the body of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Mahaprabhu touched him, and that love of Godhead, like an electric current, went through the body of the king. And guess what? His hair stood on end, and his voice choked. And he started trembling. The complexion of his body changed. His teeth were chattering. There was a lump of emotion in his throat. And he started crying. And he was perspiring. There was dust all over his body. And there were fluids from his nose mixing with the sweat in the and the tears. And the same emotions that Maharaj Pratap Rudra had concerns about were now being manifest in his own body by the touch of Mahaprabhu. So, emana dayala prabhu nahi tribhuvane, Krishna prema hoye jar dur darshane. By embrace, he gives Krishna prema,
By singing, he gives Krishna prema, and by glancing, he gives Krishna prema. And patra apatra na dekhe sthan asthan, jai jahan paaye tahan kare prema dan. Mahaprabhu does not see whether someone is qualified or unqualified, or the place is right, or the time is right. Look at the time, it's Kali Yuga. Bhagavatam says, prayena alpayusha sabhya kalavasmin yugejana manda sumanda matayor manda bhagya rupadrita. What does it mean? Alpayusha. We have very little life. Very little. Not even 100 years. Fortunate if we touch 70. But with corona, we can't say anything. It's an unfortunate state. Alpayusha. Very little life. And in that little life also, sumandamati. We have very slow intelligence. Even if we hear a katha, we don't understand what is the essence. Even if we understand the essence, we are too lazy to execute. Even if we are enthusiastic to execute, we postpone. And even if we execute, we get distracted. And even if we do it properly, the intentions are not right. And if everything is good, we are disturbed. Right? Past life samskaras are so bad. There's no punya from past life. In such a place, at such a time in Kali Yuga, in the material world, to walk down from that world, patra patra vicharanam na kurute nasvam param vikshate. Prabodhananda Saraswati has said, without seeing who's qualified, who's unqualified, who desires, who doesn't desire, who deserves, who doesn't deserve, Mahaprabhu comes to give that prem. In the 19th chapter of teachings of Lord Chaitanya, it is this prem of Mahaprabhu, that is the topic of discussion with Prakashananda Saraswati. Mahaprabhu doesn't associate with them. Prakashananda Saraswati is asking Mahaprabhu, you're from the Keshav Bharati school, which is the same Advaitin line like us, and you're there in Varanasi like us. Why are you not associating? You're a sannyasi. By your effulgence, we can understand you are Narayan yourself. Why don't you sit and study the Vedas with us? Mahaprabhu says, Guru more murkha dekhi karila shasan. My Gurudev saw me and understood that I'm a fool. Guru more murkha dekhi karila shasan. Mahaprabhu is saying, my Gurudev saw that I am not qualified to read the Vedas in Kali Yuga. So therefore, what did he say? Just chant Hare Krishna. So therefore, I'm just chanting the holy name. And as I'm chanting the holy name, tears are coming from my eyes and body is trembling and hair is standing on end and the voice is choking and the complexion is changing. Then I went to my spiritual master. Mahaprabhu went to his Gurudev. And what did he say? Oh, kiba mantra dila goshai, kiba tara bal, japite japite mantra karila pagal. What have you given me? Kiba mantra dila goshai. Oh, spiritual master, what mantra have you given me? Kiba tara bal, and what is its power? It seems to be like a very hypnotic mantra. Japite japite mantra karila pagal. As I'm chanting, I am going mad. Evam vrata swapriya nama kirtya jatanurago dhrita chitta uchai hasatyato rauti rodati gayati unmadhava drityati saloka bahya. I feel like laughing. I feel like crying. I feel like jumping. I feel like dancing. I feel like singing. My heart is trembling and melting in affection for Krishna. Oh, then Ishwara Puripat said, oh, these symptoms are there. Very good. Mantra is working. This is the effect of the mantra. This is the effect of the mantra. This is the effect of the mantra. So Mahaprabhu told Prakashananda Saraswati, the aim of our life is to develop love of God, this prema that we were speaking about. This love that binds Krishna, that we were speaking about, bhakti, this is the aim of our life. This is the only goal of our life. And whatever trouble comes on the way is only Krishna's way to bring us faster. For example, let's say we are carrying a 50 kg bag on the head and we have to walk a mile. We'll get fatigued and tired and we don't want to do it. But let's say someone tells us it's filled with 50 kgs, or let's say 100 pounds or 50, 80 pounds, whatever. It's filled with gold, pure gold. And if you walk with that weight for 1 mile, it's all yours. Now what happens?
Utsaha, nishchaya, dhairya. There's so much utsaha in doing it. There's confidence, I will be able to do it. There's patience. Yes, it's going to take time for me to walk that mile, but after I walk, that briefcase is mine. But when we don't know what's there inside, we think it's just a bag of stones. We have no enthusiasm to do it. So life is like that. We don't know. Prem, Krishna Prem, the highest extent which controls God. That is what we will get if we just tolerate and walk with the weight of all the distractions and deviations, and we just take all the reversals and the tests and walk through life. We will get that briefcase of prem. But because we don't hear enough about Krishna Bhakti and Krishna Prem, we think it's just a bag of stones. Why should I even carry? And we may even put it down and give up the process of bhakti. But if we just walk on this path, Krishna Das, ei vishwas, korele to ar dukha nai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just have this vishwas that I am Krishna Das and I have to do only bhakti in my life. Shraddha shabde vishwasa kohe sudrido nishchoy. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hoy, that I am alive only to perform bhakti. If we have this conviction, then Krishna will give prem. Mahaprabhu will give prem. Very loving master, he will give prem. So Prakashananda Saraswati was instructed by Mahaprabhu that the two ways by which we can attain bhakti, one is by chanting the holy name. By constantly chanting the holy name, we will be touched by prem. Just by chanting. These syllables are so powerful. You see, you can take stones, and in the Stone Age era, when they were rubbing stones, they could create the frictional fire out of the rubbing of the stones and use it. The fire always existed inside the wood or the stone, but just by rubbing them together, it gets manifest. So similarly, Krishna Bhakti is there inside, Swayameva Spuratyada, but by the rubbing of our lips and tongue in chanting the holy name, the inner fire becomes manifest by chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vaktum samarthopina vakti kaschit aho jananam vyasanabhimukhyam jivhe pibasva amritametadeva govinda damo dharamathaveti. Shripad Bilva Mangal Thakur says that, oh, living entity, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. The tongue will seem very heavy while chanting, but continue to chant. Continue to chant. Ascharyam etad hi manushya loke sudham parityajya visham pibanti namani narayana gocharani tyaktva anyavacha kuhaka pathanti. Kulishekhar Alwar in the Mukundamala Stotra has said that this is astonishing, that process by which we can get love of Godhead, which is chanting the holy name, we have no taste for it. And that which will degrade us and send us to lower species, which is gossip, we have all the time in the world for us. We have everything, all the energy and all the time for it. Ascharyam, he says, it is astonishing. We know by chanting, we will get love for Krishna and we will go back home, back to Godhead and bind to Krishna and feel this affection in the heart. But no taste. But that which we know will degrade us. Yanna vrajantyaka vido rachananu vadan shunvanti yanya vishaya ku kathamatigni yate shuta hata bagay nripa atasaras tam tam kshipanti asharaneshu tamassuhanta. Canto 3, chapter 15, text 23, Bhagavatam. It has been described, by gossiping and speaking other topics apart from Krishna, we will go to hell. It is given in the Bhagavatam. So Kulashekhar Alwar, he's saying that we know we will get degraded by other topics, but we have all the time and taste for it. And no taste for chanting, which will actually invoke love of Godhead. Kim aushadam prichasi moodha durmate niramayam Krishna rasayanam piva. He mentions that, oh suffering man, please ask me what is the medicine. I will tell you it is the name of Krishna, which will invoke love of Godhead in your heart. So this is the first process by which love of Godhead will be invoked. And along with this, there's one more limb. And that is Guru Padashray, taking shelter of the instructions of the spiritual master. In this chapter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Prakashananda Saraswati, first of all, one must consider that we are a fool. We don't know anything. Then we should, in that mode of humility, chant that this is the only process which will work on me. If I go into the forest and try to stand on one leg and raise my hands and close my eyes like Dhruva Maharaj, well, I will not survive. If I am told to worship the deities 10 hours a day, I will not survive. If I am told to study the Vedas and remember 400,000 verses and glorify the Lord in that mood, I will not be able to do it. And if I'm told by offering fire sacrifice, that's the only way, I will not be able to do it. In humility, that the only thing that will work for me is the loud chanting of the holy names, nothing else. And Mahaprabhu said, apart from that, taking shelter of the instructions of the spiritual master. When we take shelter of Gurudev in Sadhu Sangha, we are in very high class association and we follow the instructions of Sri Guru, oh, then the chanting process works. Krishna bhakti janma mula hai sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janme teho puna mukhya anga. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that sadhu sangha or taking shelter of Sri Guru. Krishna bhakti janma mula hai sadhu sangha. That is the root of the tree of bhakti. And even when we achieve the fruit called love of Godhead, still taking shelter of Sri Guru and being in high class association, that is the most important limb. These are the prescriptions. These are the things to be done. And there's only one prescription not to do. And what is that? Mahaprabhu tells Prakashananda Saraswati. One should have the right conception about Krishna. One should not get into the Mayavad school of understanding. Mahaprabhu tells Prakashananda Saraswati, if I say this, well, you will not accept. Prakashananda Saraswati and his 60,000 sannyasi followers, they say, no, no, whatever you say, you are Narayan for us. Whatever you say, we will accept. Mahaprabhu says, although Sripad Adi Shankaracharya is a direct manifestation of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnav, and Sripad Adi Shankaracharya is a great Vaishnav, still his bhashya or his commentary, we should not read, Mahaprabhu tells. He said, my Gurudev did not tell me to read. Why? Because that is meant for a certain class of understanding. For example, it is described that when Vedas were being followed, the Brahmanas had the power to perform very good horse sacrifices. They could sacrifice a horse very nicely without killing the horse. They could chant the holy mantras and take the soul out of the body of an old horse, sacrifice the body, invoke by their meditation a new, fresh, young body, and invoke the soul back. So the old horse used to get a new body. The old body used to be sacrificed and there was no loss of life. This is how Brahmanas did. But then when people started losing their power, then people, just to keep the Brahminical culture going, they lost power to do this. So they started killing horse and sacrificing. And this is not correct. So therefore the Lord came as Buddha. Snapayasi payasi kshamita pashu ghatam. The Supreme Lord came as Buddha and he taught everyone that you should not do this. They said, well, we are following the Vedas. Vedas say we have to perform Ashwamedha sacrifice. Then Buddha told them, you forget the Vedas. Vedas are wrong. You just follow me. So why did he do that? So that the crime stops, the violence stops. On the name of the Vedas, the violence stops. So then people became non-violent. But, so they followed Buddha, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami. They became non-violent. They gave up meat, the sacrifice of horse. But then what happened? They rejected the Vedas because they said, our Buddha, the enlightened one, said that the Vedas are wrong. Don't follow it. Why did he say that? So that they stop the sacrifice. Not because the Vedas are wrong. Now there had to be another Acharya to come and bring the Vedas back. And that was Sri Adi Shankaracharya. He came and gave the conception of the Vedas. But he gave conceptions from the Mayavad understanding. And we will not get into the details of Brahmavad and Mayavad and etc. But the point is to consider that God has no form, or to say that yes, he has no form. At the same time, when he takes an avatar, he takes a temporary form. The form of Krishna, Ram, etc. temporary. Actually, it's formless. But when the formless comes under Maya, he takes a temporary form. And when he leaves, that temporary form mixes with the air, with the sky around. Therefore, that form didn't exist before and doesn't exist later. Which means the qualities of that form, like playing the flute, didn't exist before and doesn't exist at this moment. It was just for those 120 years. And therefore, his name, Krishna, all attractive. Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, etc. as the son of Yashoda. These are all temporary names. Because the manifestation was temporary, it was the actual manifestation is formless, nirakar.
But then he takes a temporary form and then he mixes back. So therefore the names, the forms, the leelas, everything about him is temporary. And by taking shelter of temporary things, you will never get permanent. So give up all this. It destroys the backbone of bhakti if you say God has no form. And to say that I am God, you are God, we are all God, just that we have to realize it, God and Jiva, no difference. It's only one tattva. Oh, very confusing philosophy. One disciple of Prabhupada said, in one purport, Prabhupada had explained this. So the disciple read and said to Prabhupada, I read this purport, I didn't understand anything. Prabhupada said, very good. You didn't understand anything, very good. So Mahaprabhu tells Prakashananda Saraswati that these conceptions were given by Sripad Adi Shankaracharya. Why? Because the demons, they take shelter of bhakti to become one with God. They take shelter of bhakti to become one with God. They try chanting the mantras. They try reading the scriptures. Why? Because they want to be controllers. So instead, if they can just follow this path of understanding Aham Brahmasmi, then they will be taken away from the pristine path of bhakti. Just like when we have to build a temple, you have to dig the ground. You have to go underground, Bhumi Pujan, right? The temple comes up, but the digging goes down. So similarly, for Mahaprabhu's temple with the four acharyas, Sripad Madhvacharya, Sripad Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami and Nimbarka Acharya, as the four pillars of the temple of Vaishnavism, Sripad Adi Shankaracharya actually did the Bhumi Pujan by going in the opposite direction, underground. His philosophy went underground so that the temple comes up. And on that temple of Vaishnavism, on the altar, Sriman Mahaprabhu installed Radha and Krishna. Complete manifestation. Sripad Shankaracharya is a very great Vaishnav. But Mayavadam Asat Shastram, he gave it as a temporary method by which people can come back to the scriptures after Buddha's incarnation. But if someone is intelligent, they will catch Sripad Shankaracharya's heart. And what is that? Bhagavad Dita Kinjida Dita Ganga Jalalava Kanika Pita Sakrid Eva Murari Samarcha Kriyate Tasya Na Yamena Charcha. If you drink the Charanamrit, which has washed the lotus feet of Hari, and read his Bhagavad Gita and chant and worship him, oh, then Yamaraj will not touch you. This is by Sripad Adi Shankaracharya. How wonderful. Similarly, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Moodhamate. O fool, says Sripad Adi Shankaracharya. Three times the word Bhaja has come, and the Bhaja Dhatu in Sanskrit, as we were previously speaking, means bhakti. Dheyam Shripati Rupamajashram Nama Sahasram. He says, sing the 1,000 names of Vishnu and Dheyam and meditate on his form. These are instructions of Sripad Shankaracharya. So, because Prakashananda Saraswati was coming from that background, he couldn't appreciate bhakti before. But Mahaprabhu taught him how the greatest obtainable object in our life is bhakti, is love for Krishna. And that is obtained by chanting the holy name, by taking shelter of the Vaishnavas and giving up any Shunyavad or Nirvisheshvad or Mayavad texts. Mayavada Bhashya Shunila Hoila Sarvanas. Mahaprabhu said, please don't read anything else except Bhakti Grantha, the scriptures which talk about bhakti. And Prakashananda Saraswati, his heart melted listening to Mahaprabhu. And he, along with his 60,000 disciples, they surrender to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, who defeated Keshav Kashmiri, who defeated Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, now defeated Prakashananda Saraswati and 60,000 sannyasi disciples. They all surrendered to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they joined his party. And Mahaprabhu gave all of them Krishna Bhakti. Emana Dayala Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Krishna Prema Hoijar Durdarshane. So this is the introduction, the crucial points and the take-home conclusion from this chapter of teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpatarubhyas chakripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Unfortunately, I had a commitment at 12 o'clock Eastern time and I'm 10 minutes over. So I will not be able to take questions today. Maybe sometime in the future, Krishna willing, I will definitely try my best to serve the Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful, beautiful class. You have given us the essence, Prabhuji, because without the love for Krishna, whatever we are doing, it's going to be waste. We need to have love. That is what Krishna is searching for. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for teaching us. So, as you said, you don't have time. We could not take questions, but really we are grateful for the beautiful class, Prabhuji. So we can end the call here. Gitida Mataji, would you like to speak? Would you like to say thank you, Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you for such wonderful class, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Connecting the class to the topic. Thank you, Prabhu. So yes, Vinita Mataji, you can take over.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Okay, I would like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpataro Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayeva Chapatita Naam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavindu Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai His Grace Samarendra Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Mataji. Simply wonderful class.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.